One of the most important things that Ecclesiastes is asking of us is that we would wrestle honestly with our own mortality. There's going to be a time when I am not, and when you are not, Todd. 100 years from now, the mountains will still stand there, and the ocean is still going to be there. But all the works that we've laid down, all the plans that we've made, all the efforts that we've exerted, they'll be forgotten. They'll be on the dust heap of history. And to think of those things and to consider those things and to meditate on those things, on the fleetingness of our own lives and our own selves, is to begin to have a little bit of what the Bible calls wisdom. Moses taught us this. He said, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That our days can be numbered, that we are so finite and mortal, that we are dying, is an important thing for us to wrestle with. As I've talked to people, especially to people who are trying to maintain the facade of atheism, one of the things that they are always careful to avoid is a conversation about death. In fact, I think that one of the reasons why evolution as an ideology and a mythology has been so powerful in our day is because it gives a way of thinking about death that's good. It's the advancement of the species towards some unarticulated better. Evolution gives an illusion of goodness to death, and I think that accounts for its power as a mythology, because we don't know what to do with death apart from the scriptures. That death is the result of the fall, that death is the punishment for our sins, that death is overcome by the God who took on our flesh and our sin for us. But apart from that, death is a very difficult thing to wrestle with, and Ecclesiastes puts that difficulty right between the eyes.